Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. Actually, let me repeat that. It's 760-337-8874.
The pain, the trauma. The person who thought that up doesn't live here. That I can assure you. Hey, let's add four more numbers to the phone number.
I know.
Oh, gosh. Great idea. And, you know, it'd be interesting to see if in 2 or 3 years we're still, like, mentally complaining about it. Like, we still haven't gotten used to it.
Well, I it's too soon right now. I dial a number that's been in my memory brain for a long time, and it's saying, you know, that I dialed it wrong or it needs a zero, and then I do it again, and finally until the third attempt, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
I know.
And you know, I think it's for people that have speed dial, who have computers dialing their phones for them, because I think 10 digits is more than your brain wants to carry around in its pocket. 7 was, I think, probably based on good neurological science, and 10's like too many. But here we are, 1-760-337-8874. And this is Let's Talk About Your Voice for Wellness, and our guest today is Florentino Olivas, and he's a master's. Are you licensed to do it yet?
Not yet.
I saw you practicing outside on the streets yesterday, driving up and down. And
oh, yeah. Driver's license, I already got it. Thank you, though. No, but my colleagues are, well, one of my colleagues is Helen McLean.
Yeah, you guys are starting to break through now.
Right, right. And Lillian Vera already took her first part and passed it. Congratulations to her.
All
right. And so it looks like we're all kind of going like ducks in a row.
So when are you going to take your test?
Hopefully sometime this November, if not early December. So.
Good. Is it regularly scheduled or?
Well, you have to get a scheduled date. You have to get a scheduled date, but I really want to get real prepared before I jump into any kind of testing. It's been a while since I had those kinds of testings. So it's not like a daily occurrence.
Nice.
So you test, and it's a two-part test, or you can
It's a two-part test. One is, I believe, a multiple choice, and then the other one is also multiple choice, but more of a clinical aspect of it. So, like I said, Helen did a great job, passed it, and now she's home free. So it's now time for us to do the same thing.
Well, you know, one of the things that's neat, because this is kind of a fruition of a vision, by the way, because we've always had this under clinical expertise issue here in the Valley, because, you know, people get their license, they go to La Jolla, they get a nice office, they do private practice, whatever, but there's always been kind of a paucity of licensed clinicians, and so you guys are really the end of a vision that really brought the masters of social work down to San Diego State in Calexico, and you know, a lot of local people hooked that up to make it go. And so now we have this whole generation of young, talented, dare I say, good-looking clinicians coming through the system, and it's going to be interesting to see what the impact is on the community, because it would be pretty easy to say that this is a good thing for us. You know, it's a good thing to have a group of experts that are in the community mental health system. Oh, wait, you're going to private practice?
Oh, man. No. well, you know what? It is a good thing.
It's an option that he might have.
Yeah, it always
everybody.
Is. Right. And then, but also, you have another generation that is just coming through. Also, they just started another master's program down at San Diego State. And that's also very exciting. Because now I'm at the other spectrum where I'm the field instructor, where not too long ago I was a field student.
Mm-hmm.
So that's quite an experience as well. But I think...
program for MS?
Yeah, MSW is coming through. And one of the things is you keep the people locally who are pretty much born and raised locally, so they understand the dynamics of all the different communities here, you know, starting from as far north as Salton Sea, Bombay Beach, and then working our way all the way down to Calexico, you know, Winter Haven and Ocotillo.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXOradio.com.